Over the past 24 hours, Baghdad has been hit by a wave of car bombs. There were 4 blasts in the city this morning and 3 others last night. Nearly 40 people have been killed and dozens wounded. The attacks occurred in predominantly Shiite Muslim neighborhoods, despite stepped-up security patrols by the Iraqi army, police, and U.S. troops. NPR's Deborah Amos joins us now on the line from Baghdad. Deborah, what's going on there? Are these attacks coordinated?
Well, Michelle, a website that's often used by the Iraqi branch of al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the attacks, and they said it was, quote, a Sunni reprisal raid. And there are a couple of new developments. For one thing, the explosions appear to be targeted to maximize civilian casualties. One attack last night was at an outdoor restaurant, and the victims were people who were just sitting outside eating dinner. Today, one explosion was on Karada Street. Now, that's one of the most well-known shopping districts in Baghdad. And that blast wrecked shops and it set houses on fire. Over the past couple of weeks, Iraqis, and you see them all the time, they have felt secure enough to go out again even at night. And that's because of a mass security operation in Baghdad. Now, often traffic slows to a halt here, but the Iraqis like to see the police stopping suspicious cars. So while Iraqi officials claim Operation Lightning, the security operation, is a success, the insurgents are showing their strength.
Well, does that suggest that Operation Lightning is not working?
Well, Michelle, thousands of people have been arrested and weapons have been seized. But a senior U.S. military official said this about the operation: it's a success. But he said insurgents are still trying to mount big operations, and he told us they could sustain it for a day or two, but not for a week. The insurgency is trying to prove him wrong, which is why you're hearing a common refrain among U.S. military officials here, which is this insurgency needs a political solution as well as a military one. They say the new Iraqi government has to bring in more Sunni Muslims. Some Sunni extremists make up what Iraqis call the nationalist branch of the insurgency. So the thinking goes that some of them may stop fighting if Sunnis see they have a stake in the new Iraq.
Well, the Baghdad government was pressed to include more Sunnis in the political process at yesterday's International Conference on Iraq in Brussels.
That raises its own dangers. In the past couple of days, 4 Sunni political leaders have been assassinated. One of them was a legal scholar who had considered taking part in drafting Iraq's constitution. Some parts of the insurgency have threatened Sunnis, saying they'll be killed if they take part. So Sunni political leaders are under threat from insurgents, and at the same time, they say they're targeted by the new Iraqi government. They say that Operation Lightning is state-sponsored terrorism because it mostly targets them. Now, all this is taking place in Baghdad, as much of Baghdad is without water. The insurgency targeted a water main. We've been out for 3 days, and we hear that water may come back on tomorrow.
NPR's Deborah Amos speaking to us from Baghdad. Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks, Michelle.